on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Opinions expressed on this show, Art Star Scene Radio, do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, this show is intended for mature audiences only. Hey, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore.
What the fuck? Why?
Because you get more dicks than me.
Oh my god. What?
You get so many more dicks than me.
Yeah, I'm a bigger slut. What?
Well, I'm a bigger slut.
Well, clearly not if I'm getting more dick.
I'm just not as cute as you.
Not true.
Would you share?
Yeah, of course I'd share. Guys don't care what people look like, but I'll share.
Okay, we can be friends.
Oh my god, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh my god, we're so mature.
So mature. To your
yes, yes, yes. Too much new things I have to say at the top of the show.
I know. Too much. This is not someone else's opinion. It's my own.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio.
Woohoo!
I'm Face Boy.
I'm Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Jesse Montalto.
Hey.
And his friend. What's your name?
Ikuko.
I almost got
Ikuko.
That. Oh, Ikuko. I like that. That's a very pretty name.
Yeah.
There we go. So here at Art Star Scene Radio, we're going to start out with some stuff that we do here. We play the ass party game. Anytime we say ass, take a little sip.
Yeah.
Don't take a whole shot.
Because you'll get drunk.
Because you'll get drunk. We say ass a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
And if that's not your thing, rub a little bump of cocaine on your gums.
And if you don't do any kind of drugs at all, maybe your thing is putting a dildo in your butt and then put it in someone else's vagina.
I feel like we've done this
like
before.
Like a double-ended. Did we do this one before?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe
it's on your brain. I don't know why.
All right. Maybe your thing is... I saw a Craigslist ad today.
Yeah.
And it's like the creepiest thing. This guy, he's
Hard
the master...
Mike. His name is Master Hard Mike.
Master Hard Mike, sure, we'll go with that. He's literally got a cabin in the woods.
Oh, that's not scary.
And he's looking...
Horror movies aren't started like that.
He's looking for women or couples,
nice.
But the guy cannot talk directly to him unless he's talked to, because he's the master.
Okay.
All right, so if that's your thing, anytime we say ass, you...
Tell a man to shut the fuck up.
If we say asshole, take two shots, or...
Tell the man to put your dick in his mouth.
And if we say ass fuck, take three shots, or...
Bend that fucking man over and boob in the boo-boo.
That's what you do. We also have the secret word. Say the secret word. No one got it last week, so this is back in play.
Cock goblin.
As one of the doesn't seem to be...
Prizes.
Oh, yeah, it's working. And so we also add another prize. You ready for this?
Ooh. Oh, it's big. I like big things. A teddy.
Look at it.
Oh,
it's a teddy bear.
I hope it doesn't have bed bugs.
It's last year's bear.
Oh, last year's bear.
It says 2017 on the foot.
That's last year's bear.
So last year's bear.
Oh my God.
But it's very cute.
My dog's going to destroy it.
Yes, she is.
Unless, of course, you guess the secret word.
That's right. So, let's get right to our guest. Jesse, you came here dressed as Edward Scissorhands. And is that something that you do regularly, or was it just for the show?
It was just for the show, but I've done it in 10 consecutive Halloweens.
Okay, but it's radio.
It's
yeah,
breath.
I know. I did it for Catherine.
Okay.
Right. I like Edward Scissorhands.
Well, can you describe, because you're more descriptive than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I also love that you're a hairdresser who goes as Edward Scissorhands. Is it hairdresser, hairstylist? What do you prefer? What term?
Hair designer.
Hair designer.
Hair
Even
designer.
Better. Yeah. But yeah, his hair is obviously on point, big and beautiful. He's got the white makeup with a little bit of black around the eyes, like Edward Scissorhands. And he's got the full gloves.
The full gloves.
Full gloves. It's better
and
than
Freddy. What are the gloves made out of?
Well, they're made out of plastic and just like a regular glove. I bought it from Halloween Adventure. It was like $35 or something.
For the
like
gloves?
That.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad. They look good.
He almost got arrested because of them.
Yeah. Today. I told you that?
Yeah, just outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This woman and this like bodega you went into wanted to call. She wanted to call the cops.
She wanted to call the police on me, but she realized it was me at the last second.
Oh, she knows you.
Yeah,
that's even funnier. I thought it was like a stranger.
That is even funnier.
Did you say like, "Hey, it's me"? And she's like, "Oh, I almost called the cops on you." Like, how did that come up?
No, she was like, she just recognized me when I came close to buy cigarettes, and she was just like, "Oh my god!" She was just off the boat Korean woman,
and she's.
She was just like, she's like, oh my God, almost called the police. She's like, it's my regular customer. I almost called the police. I'm my regular customer. Right? And the other woman who was a cunt, who was a customer as well, she was like, yeah.
Wait,
I was a
customer, both. Did you say cunt?
I heard cunt.
Cunt?
Yes.
She might have been a cunt.
Oh, but okay. You didn't say that. You said customer, but I heard.
Customer,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a customer as well. And she was just like, yeah. I was freaked out myself.
That's funny.
Why did we both hear cunt?
Because
we're besties.
Yeah, oh my God. Like that. Sisters. There's so many scissors on that.
So, other than Halloween, how often do you dress as Edward Scissorhands?
Just for tonight. This is the only night that I dress as Edward Scissorhands besides Halloween.
Okay, so other reactions? Like, were people weird on the subway?
People are really kind in person. Like in the subway, there was this one girl with her children. She was like, "Oh my God, it's Edward Scissorhands! Look, sweetie, it's Edward Scissorhands." You know.
Aww.
And
because he is lovable.
This one girl with her boyfriend was like, "Oh my God, Edward Scissorhands is so cool." You know.
Okay, good.
I'm amazed you made it here and they didn't bring you back home.
Yeah.
For some like crazy threesome.
And I'm sorry, not hairstylist. I got to write this down.
Designer.
Hair designer. I wanted to ask you.
What should I do with my hair? It's funny because those of you at home, he does not have hair on his
None.
Head. He's gone the tough guy route.
That's right.
The full shave.
None many hairs. Although I often have dreams that I have hair.
Really?
And it's weird. It's weird hair. It's like I'll have a ring like at the back of my head of thick hair that like I forgot to shave for like 2 months and I'll wreck it and then I'll see it. And then I'll be like...
It does happen in real life that there are hairs in the back that you sometimes miss.
Yeah, but there'd be like a little tuft.
Yeah, right like here. A little thing, not like a ring.
Not like a thick ring where I can't even get it with a razor. I need... What the hell is that, dream analyst?
Well, it's obviously a vanity thing.
Is it enough to braid?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I would need to know more about this dream, but...
Well, I immediately hate
it sounds like it's just hair a fear.
Even if I have like full head of hair.
You don't like having hair in dreams?
No.
What's that about? Why?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I hate it. First thing I do is try and get rid of it.
Well, that explains why you don't have any on your head right now.
Do people really tell their hair designer, like, all their shit?
Yeah, they do. Sometimes too much.
Ooh, give us an example of oversharing.
I'm so glad I asked that.
Like, what was the moment where you're like, I can't believe this person?
Yeah, you don't have to use any names or anything like that, but.
Oh, this woman told me that she cheated on her husband with this guy that turned out to be gay at the end. And she then said that her husband found out about it and was totally cool with it.
Because he was gay or?
Because he was gay, yes.
So the husband's also sleeping with this person.
Yeah, pretty
that's,
much.
That's the backstory.
Oh, I'm cool. Yeah, I'm cool. No problem.
With that guy? No.
That guy, yeah, fine, cool. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Gay Mike? No, we cool.
I'm
I
cool
know
with
gay Mike.
Some other stuff.
Some more stuff?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Was there ever a moment where you're like, oh my God, that's scary?
Well, what freaked me out the most is this one person told me she had bed bugs right when I was cutting her hair.
Oh my!
Oh man!
And I really had to keep it professional.
Mm-hmm.
I really had to like not freak out. And then once she left, I just took all the bleach and Clorox and everything and just sprayed everything down.
Yes, you did. Of course you did.
And is this a salon that she was coming into? Or do you like do it in your home?
Oh, this was a salon.
Okay, yeah. So you had all that.
Which is better, but I was still freaked out.
Yeah.
I don't want to carry any of that home.
No, nobody does. Did you feel itchy while you were there? Because I know, like, I thought that I had bed bugs.
I remember.
I thought I had bed bugs and I was itching like crazy just at the idea.
BBs.
Yeah, until an exterminator came in and said, no.
And the guy you were seeing thought you had bed bugs.
But he hung out
anyway. But he hung out anyway.
Like a creep.
Fucking creep.
Fucking
total creep.
Yeah.
Restraining order.
Yep, that's true.
It's still in effect?
It is. It is. I got a 2 years on
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good going.
I'm very excited. I didn't get like the update, updated piece of paper, but I have 2 more years on it, so he's not allowed anywhere near me.
Awesome.
I can now look and, well, I won't say that out loud.
Yeah, don't do that right now.
Yeah.
So also, we hear that people hit on their hair designers a lot. Do you get a lot of women or men that just want your penis?
Oh, yeah, my ex fiance was an original customer.
Wow.
Not a customer of mine, but like, because at the time I was an assistant, but it's my boss's customer. And I was going through this thing where I was like, I'm only going to be healthy, totally healthy. Just eat vegetables.
I'm sorry to hear.
Don't drink. Don't smoke. Nothing. And I was trying to be like total A, Halo, good boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it turns out it was the hole you fell through when you, what the hell?
And then like, so she came in, I massaged her hair and I massaged her head and she left, never saw her again until like 2 months later. She came in and this time I was growing a hobo beard, which is in fashion at the time. It was like,
a hobo beard.
It was a hipster kind of hobo beard kind of thing.
Again, I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, as am I.
But she came in and she gave a letter to the assistant manager at the time. Oh. And I thought I was in trouble because they were kind of strict. And later on, it turned out to be an invite. It was like I saw you before. And like, you know, I thought like I'm really attracted to you. And I thought maybe you'd want to come out to this art show. If not, it's okay. Blah, blah, blah. And then we hit it off and we were engaged for a while.
How serious is your head massage?
Right?
Yeah. Now we all want to know.
But I guess that's no longer happening.
No. We're ex. Yeah.
How long ago?
Did we break up?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like 2006.
Okay.
All right. So that's not.
Yeah. That's not fresh.
That's not a fresh wound.
Yeah.
No, that's old. Yeah.
And any other customers that you have that have hit on you, whether you went out with them or not? Because is it as common as what I've heard?
Well, as customers I slept with. There's like this one girl who was a musician. She asked me to come over to her house and do her hair. Then it escalated. And then there was...
Was it before or after the haircut?
It was after.
Okay. So she got the
haircut. She got the cut first.
Smart.
And it was a damn good one, I bet.
Yeah.
And there was one girl who was a friend of my ex-fiance's.
Was it like, oh my God, I look so hot. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Well, after the haircut.
Well, after the haircut, went out to dinner and stuff first.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And you're saying another girl that was friends with your ex-fiance?
There's one girl who was friends with my ex-fiance who I didn't catch at the time that she was hitting on me when she invited me over to do her hair. She was like, what kind of music are you into? And I was like, I don't know. Recently I've been into Sade. It's kind of sexy. Right?
As guilty as she was.
I was as guilty as she was. And she put on Sade. And then she kept looking and smiling at me while I was cutting her hair. So then I was like, after the haircut, I was like, what do you want? Do you want to get some Thai food? And she was like, I have some food right here if you want.
Did she then point down to her crotch?
Right here. Yeah. I got some food right here.
Right here.
I didn't expect it because I knew she was married already. And so...
Well, just tell the husband you're gay and it'll be okay.
Yeah, but I think it was out of town. There's no way for me to tell him.
Leave a note.
So then she invited me over to her bedroom, and then I basically cheated on my ex-fiance.
And she cheated on her husband. Cancels each other out.
Yeah.
Is that what ended it?
She never knew about that. Okay. Not even now.
Well, maybe now.
Yeah, now she knows. Unless she's one of many ex-fiancés, she probably knows. So that had nothing to do with what ended it?
No, that had nothing to do with it.
All right.
It was this weird, creepy guy that we were both friends with. He was one of the most creepy, intense Prince fans. Like two into Prince.
Okay.
Like he would say he would have dreams about Prince being naked and like telling him that he has to do something for his future or something like that. I was in a band with him. I was a singer. He was a drummer.
Oh, he's crazy.
Drummers? Yeah.
Yeah. He's hot.
Yeah, drummers are crazy.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he had a crush on both me and my ex-fiance. So at the time when we were at our height, he was trying to... I didn't realize what he was trying to do at first. But I figured out later he was telling my ex-fiance that I was cheating on her. And then it wasn't actually true.
Yet.
Not yet. But then... So then she found out, and then she actually cheated on me for real. And then that ended the relationship.
You gotta love love.
Yeah. Wait, so like in between the fake cheat and her cheat was a real cheat?
Yeah.
Okay. But because of your fake cheat, she cheated.
Okay, so will if she listens to the show either live or when it's archived, is retroactive jealousy something legitimate? In other words, if she hears this and she calls you up and she's like, "You son of a bitch! You cheated on me for real at the time when you said you didn't cheat on me, you son of a bitch." I hope Are you allowed to take up. That shit?
You hope what?
I hope she does call up and say that.
Really? Why?
Well, we've been out of contact for a while. I just never realized what her true feelings were about the nature of us breaking up. So
this is the way to get her back.
Wow. You never knew her true feelings.
No, she was not the most emotional person. She would always keep herself in check. So sometimes I never really knew how she felt about a lot of things.
I personally no longer want to fucking know. I'm done with the whole closure thing. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, because it's just like, why are you breaking up with me? And then they're going to list some things that are just going to make you feel bad about yourself. Fuck that. Okay, you're breaking up with me. Bye.
No, I want to know.
Most people do.
I want to know because then I can like either decide to fix it or not. But it also helps me know, you know.
I don't want to know.
I like knowing.
I don't want to know.
I'm friends with trolls because I like knowing.
This is very important ass news.
Important ass news.
There is now a fart tracker available.
Yes.
You've read about that?
I shared it on my Facebook.
Oh, maybe that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
You take this thing, it goes into a pill, you swallow it, and I guess part of the outside gelatinous part dissolves, and it tells you every stage of your fart. Yeah, as it develops.
I want that.
Right?
It just stays there, though. I don't understand.
I don't know how it works. Science.
Yeah. Like, do you ever poop it out? Do you have to re-swallow it after you poop it?
Does it dissolve?
Yeah,
we have a
possible?
Scientist here.
No, but I'm not a fart specialist.
Not a fart
She's
specialist.
Not a fart specialist.
Well, we'll have to get a fart specialist
yeah,
in here.
I'm sure there it's is
important.
One.
This is very important. Speaking of marriage and... that kind of stuff. You were married last week.
I was, yeah.
On yeah. Facebook.
Yeah, I was Facebook married for a whole less than 24 hours.
Tell us how that came about.
So I'm working on this crazy little video project. And I've posted on Facebook, does anybody want to see these? Because like, I want to start an Instagram and a YouTube page for these weird things. But I also wanted to run it by some people just to see if I'm on the right track with this insane thing that I'm doing. And I sent it to somebody who has the same last name as me. His name is Eddie Dunn. He's a performer and a UCB guy. And he was like, that's hilarious. We should get married. You don't even have to change your last name. I'm like, you want to make it Facebook official? And he did. And instantly, like, normal people were like, oh my God, congratulations. But like other comics were like, haha, very funny. Because they know that we don't see each other in person. Like there's no way that we're
married, you know.
And like when some we people, got engaged.
Yeah, some people knew that it was a joke. I've been fake married and fake engaged so many times because I was going to do a show about it with it where I was going to have a fake wedding and everything. So some people know. Some people have already been engaged or married to me, so they know my shtick. But yeah, one person went to his father's house, wherever he lives, I think somewhere in the South, and was like, oh my God, your son just got married. And he's like laughing in her face, like, no, he didn't. And then we adopted another Dunn who does comedy, Timothy Dunn, as our son. So it was a whole fun thing.
Got a whole
thing.
Family for a day.
Yeah, a whole family.
It was fun.
It was.
I'm looking at this.
Yeah, Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit will be
Who's
doing that.
Who's more annoying?
Yeah.
And from what I read, this is a show where she invites three couples on. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they are asked questions in five different categories, or five different categories are explored, and the winner gets a dinner.
Yeah, the winner is the most annoying person.
If me and Lucille entered?
Oof, I'm not going to call it. I've got my answer, but I'm not going to call it. I also, I don't know if they would, because like it's also the answers to the questions, but I also think it's just the way that you present yourself. So okay. Like, I don't know. It's, you know, like, I just feel like a lot of people, so like, maybe it was just me, you know? So if being unable to understand what someone's saying would win you points.
My girlfriend is a little bit unintelligible. Another.
I gotta go because I gotta fuck him and that. But no, like, I'll call you later. So.
I'm thinking about it.
What, entering?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm thinking about it. I think we have a good shot.
Yeah, I think you really do. What's the prize?
A dinner.
Ah, worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll enter with Greg. Just kidding. Greg is my co-host on another show. We joke about how one of the episodes, he ended the episode. It was like 5 minutes of all the reasons we would never date. That was the Bayou Betty episode.
Bayou Betty
with
episode.
Alon.
And where are those archived?
Yeah. I haven't archived yet. I need to archive.
I know you do.
I know.
You're going to get in trouble.
I'm going to get in trouble. I know.
We're going to get a lot of trouble with the station.
The station going to spank me.
Yes. You'd like that.
Maybe that's why I'm not doing it. Maybe I'm waiting for a spanking.
Jesse, you have written a book or you're writing a book?
Well, I've written a couple of books and I'm currently working on several others that complete the saga. It's been a few years in the making.
And what's the nature of these books?
Well, they're a sci-fi fantasy saga delving on the dealing with humanoids in another dimension or reality that eventually evolve into godlike creatures by reconnecting with their ancestors through dreams.
Sounds like me.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And where can people find these books?
Well, they're not published yet, so I'm actually looking for a literary agent first to help me get published. And I'm just kind of releasing them. I actually posted my first excerpt from my seventh novel. There's nine novels. So the seventh novel is the one I'm introducing, and I've posted it on Facebook just today.
Okay.
Why are you starting with seven? Is it like a Star Wars thing where you start
people
in the middle?
No, but the seventh is my strongest one. It's actually the one I've written first.
Okay. So it is kind of like Star Wars.
It is kind of like Star Wars. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Not as cool as Star Trek.
It's a lot of Star Wars fans. Agree. Everybody knows Star Wars is sexier.
Actually, I like Star Trek better than Star Wars.
Thank you.
Get out.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. We've debated this. But I came prepared for the debate.
Yeah, so did I.
Because Star Trek has never been corrupted.
Okay.
It's never been corrupted.
Good one.
Star Wars has.
Mm. Nice. I didn't even bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, I really just look at the original three. So if you're willing to ignore.
Oh, the original three is fine. It's totally perfect.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't consider.
I'm talking about George Lucas's insanity and the fact that he let J.J. Abrams direct Force Awakens.
I didn't see that one.
It's not.
I have not seen it.
I had
it
a
yet,
feeling.
I've heard
I didn't
good things about it.
No, I heard bad things about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually like The Last Jedi better than Force Awakens.
Wait, what were the three that just came out? One was Last Jedi, one was Rogue One. And
Rogue
then,
One was good.
And Force Awakens was the first?
I saw Rogue One, and I liked that.
Wait, was Force Awakens the first one back?
Yes.
Okay, then I did actually like it, but I thought it was cute. Like, I thought it was a cute homage to the original trilogy.
Yes,
I didn't think that it was, like, a good movie. And that's why I haven't seen anything since. I only saw episode one as well.
It was basically, if you've seen the very first episode, that's what it was. It's just, they just blew it up even more. It was just basically A New Hope, just blown up into our, like, you just introduced to our new CGI and everything, you know, just, I don't know.
I read about this recently, and I'm very curious for anyone's opinion on this. It's a site called Legal Fling, and it is a blockchain secured app for sexual consent.
Wait, run this by me again, because I'm curious.
Do you know what blockchain is?
No.
I had to look that up.
What is it?
It's basically this happened at this time, and this happened next, and this happened next, and it's all secured, so you know the day, time, and series of events that occurred. So you're at a bar with a woman or a man, and there's this app, and you want to have sex, but you don't want to get accused of sexual misconduct. So you both consent on this app.
I like this.
That's good.
No.
Why?
Because what if you consent on the app and then he crosses the line and he says, well, look, she consented.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah.
And I have proof.
But can't you consent to certain
things?
Sounds
like a good idea at the time.
Well, it sounds great for me because I would never authorize consent. That's why I'm okay with this. I wouldn't authorize consent. And then I have proof that I never authorized consent. So, but I see what you're saying.
Now, they do have it in the, you know, the caveat being that, you know, if he or she says no, then consent is no longer there.
No.
But sex is often, consent is ongoing.
Yes, you know, it's at every stage.
At every stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are you going to... I want to put it in your ass, but hold on. Let's go to the app.
clicking no for anal.
All right, then I want to... Yeah. No.
I wonder if you have to consent to, like, different things, like before you do anything, like what you're consenting to ahead of time.
Right?
Yeah.
Hug, kiss.
Yeah, I consent to that.
Dildo and ass and other side of the double-ended dildo and vagina?
No, but I'll put a dildo in your ass.
A steamy Carl?
Yeah. What's this one?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it sounded good.
It did sound good. That's why I wanted to know. I'm like, Carl. I haven't heard of that one. I know a...
Steamy Carl.
Yeah, I know a Cleveland steamer.
Steamy Carl might have to be the name of this episode.
That's a good name.
Just because it's weird. Steamy Carl.
Very, very dirty.
Any other thoughts on this Legal Fling thing?
I think I'm for it, but I do see what you're saying.
Yeah.
There should be like a way to be like, I no longer consent and the act is still going on.
Call the police.
Yeah. There should be.
There should.
I would love that. Like, there are situations where I wish I had it, where I was like, clearly, like, no consent is given. I'm giving you zero consent.
Mm-hmm.
And then still things happen.
Yeah. So for that, it's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. For my purposes, it works.
Totally not the purpose it was designed for.
Okay. That's the opposite. Yeah. Clearly, it was designed for the man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not for it.
You think it's going to succeed? Think it's going to go anywhere?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll see if I can download the app right now.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Legal Fling.
All right. Let's see. Going to the app store. It'll take a while because the internet here sucks. But I like the idea. I also love silence.
Now, this I do like. OMGYes.com is a site dedicated entirely to female sexual pleasure. That's it. That's all it's about.
Wait, what is this?
I know. OMGYes.com. It's a site dedicated entirely to female sexual pleasure.
OMG.com?
OMGYes. Hmm. OMGYes.com. And some female celebrity, I forget who it was, has strongly endorsed it. It's a series of different.
Cyrus?
Probably. No, someone, but it's a series of tutorials about different things that, you know, maybe women hadn't thought of or men hadn't thought of, or it's just a new information, new techniques or old techniques, just all this different shit to make sex better for women.
I like that.
I do too.
I'm for it.
It's a pay site, but they're spending a lot of money on a lot of experts.
So I put this in and it seems to be for events. So I don't understand. I think I can't find it yet. I think it might not exist yet.
I found it.
It's for an eyes wide shut kind of event.
No.
Okay. Cause I went in and I wrote Legal Fling and it didn't. Is it an app store app?
I think so. I don't install apps.
Weird. Yeah. Our idea is simple. People should choose dates based on common interests, not selfies. Got an extra ticket.
No, that ain't it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it is.
We'll find it. And I'll get it to you next week.
Yeah. Next week we'll have more on this.
So I've been looking a lot of dildos online.
I've noticed.
Yes. Been looking at a lot of dildos online.
Such a fucking barb.
Because I'm such a barb.
That's butt slut.
Yeah. It's a butt slut.
A term for butt slut.
And I was researching, you know, what's, because I like to get pegged. You know what pegging is?
No.
So
poop woman, in a shooter.
Woman
shooting his booters.
Puts on a strap on. Woman fucking you in the ass with a strap on.
Oh, okay.
And my girlfriend does it really well. So I was researching best dildos, blah blah blah. Okay. The company that makes the Real Doll, they make something called the Real Cock 2.
Nice.
$500.
Hmm.
$500.
I don't think any dick is worth that money.
No, for $500, that dick better suck my dick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I better be able to put my dick in this dick.
Oh my God, it's that time.
I know.
Oh, geez.
I'm not ready.
It's time for our top 10 list.
Yeah. So what is it today?
Well, you know that we lost Jerry Van Dyke this recently.
How did I not know that?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke's younger brother passed
away. Dick Van Dyke is still alive, right?
Yeah, he is.
And so is Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke is like in his 90s and just recently married a
20-year-old.
26.
I made that up, but I'm guessing.
Somewhere around there.
Sounds about right.
Jerry Van Dyke was known for Coach, a television show that he was the star of for 9 years.
He wasn't the star, was he?
I thought he was.
I thought some other dude was Coach and he was the guy that helped Coach.
All right, he's the guy that helps Coach.
What would I know? I wasn't even born yet.
Whatever. Top 10 Coach episode titles that could be porn.
Nice.
I know. You've missed this, haven't you?
And it's more interactive. Guess. Yeah, we get to guess.
We get to guess. What type of porn is it? Is it gangbang porn?
Yeah.
Is it glory hole porn?
Hello.
There she is. You did make it from the other studio.
Yes, I came in the strange toys.
This is the ghost of Jacqueline.
Hey, glory hole addict.
We'll explain that some other time.
Yes. They love me. Men
want to do me. I'm top 10 Coach episode titles that could be porn. Number 10, The Tight End.
Obviously, butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. That's right there. Number 9, Dirty Tricks.
Ooh, I like it.
I know what this is.
It's something with prostitutes.
Yeah.
And the dirty part, I'm hoping that maybe it's like weird STD porn. Or just dirty stuff.
Wow.
What? What did you think?
I thought it was like, the trick that he just didn't bathe.
Yeah, that also. That's also possible. I've seen that on Brazzers. I don't recommend Brazzers.
Number 8, The Big Dick.
Nope.
Made that one up.
Yeah.
Number 8, The Bigger They Are.
Now you gotta say what it is. What kind of porn is that?
The Bigger They Are. I'm smooth
on
the
mic and I keep it retarded. Massive.
Black on Asian porn?
Maybe, yeah.
The Bigger They Are. We'll go with that.
Big black.
Number 7, Working Girl. That's pretty.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Porn. That is what it is.
Yeah.
Number 6, Where's My Pussy?
Nope.
Damn it! Nice you got try. It. Time to do your laundry because the socks are getting stinky. Don't pour a 40 on your number 6. Just even, I mean, this is close to what I just said.
I know.
Since My Beaver Left Me.
Oh wow! So this is a married man who then starts hooking up with guys.
Since his beaver left
him.
Yeah, that's.
I like that.
I like that. Number 5. Haven't I slept with you somewhere before?
Nope.
Yep.
That's real?
Yep.
That's real.
Gotcha. Yep. That's
real. That's real.
That's real.
Huh.
Number 5. Haven't I slept
that's
with you somewhere
hole.
Before? That's glory hole porn.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Of course.
Now that I feel ya.
Yeah, haven't I? I feel like I recognize this dick.
Number 4. Hayden Fox for Universal Jocks.
What? Who's Hayden Fox?
I don't know. Does it matter?
I guess. So that's like when the coach needs players to like boost morale, so they bring in somebody for the players to fuck together, and it's Hayden Fox.
You're good at this.
Thank you. I don't watch any porn. Don't I know you'll be sad when I go, but never do you worry, because I'm coming back soon. Putting your glasses on.
Small print. Number 3. The woodchuck, the beaver, and the fox. Hey, menage a trois.
Yeah, but it's not. Is that real? It actually says yep. Menage a trois.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I guess they were the beavers. The sports team was probably
woodchuck,
the
woodchuck, beaver, and fox.
I want to know what the fox is. I guess the fox,
it's really hot.
Yeah. All right, so that's the menage a trois. Cuck porn. Cuckold.
Number 2, gambling for me.
Oh, wow. I think I've seen that one.
I think I have too.
Yeah.
Gambling for me.
I like the idea of it being a person on like a game show wheel, but it's a person, and you get to like whatever part of the person it lands on, that's where you get to stick
see,
it.
See, I was just thinking some sort of poker party, but you're very creative.
Too. No, I'm not.
The number 1 coach episode title that could be porn. Johnson Wreckers.
Wreckers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's a weird kink where people like to ruin their dicks.
I know it is.
Yeah. Sounding would be in there.
Here's the ones that didn't
honorable
make the
honorable
list.
Mention.
I'm cute like McCartney. Deep like Tolstoy.
Daubers Blowout.
Daubers. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the show though. I'm too young.
I'm in the mood for Luther.
Ooh.
A Jerk at the Opera.
Nice.
This is just for us. I Hate Barbara.
Yeah, it is. Because she doesn't like butt stuff. Barb.
My
does.
Best friend's girl. Yeah, Barb does. Barbara doesn't. Judy's Turn.
Oh wow.
A Boy and His Doll.
Real doll porn.
Upsized.
Oh, that's a penis enlargement.
There you go.
I'm a fan.
Folks, if you enjoy what you're hearing and you would like to support Freeform Radio, if you want to support Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show, give us money.
Yeah, give us your money.
Give us some money
all
for what
it.
We do. And it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
You can give as little as $1 a month for 6 months, and that's $6. You could give us $10 a month for 6 months. That's $60.
Or $100 a month.
Yeah, that's $600.
Come on, it's nothing.
What's that to you?
Get it out of your couch.
You had some yucks. You had some laughs. You had some fun.
Probably popped a few
bones. You learned some stuff.
Got some boners.
You've written to people have written to you saying they've gotten boners listening to the show.
They've even shown them. And if you want to show us your boners, email them to us at artstarscene@gmail.com.
And to give us money, go to rfb.nyc/. That's rfb.nyc/. That's where you go.
To Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah, we haven't been able to. We could, but like not much has happened in. With Roy Moore from Alabama.
No, but apparently they have like a lot of deadly flu cases right now. It's like an epidemic.
Okay, it's time to give a hint for what the secret word is.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Donald Trump.
Pussy, grabbing by the pussy. Laying on top of a person named Stormy Not Leather.
What?
Paying someone not to talk about your sex. Did you hear about the adult film star?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, piss porn, yellow showers, golden showers.
She wants this prize.
Just like winning. Cuckold. Tiny penis, tiny hands.
Because I don't want to go home with this.
I know, enlarged clits. You have to guess what it is. It's usually sexual.
Second hint, butt.
Pegging. Mike
Third
Pence.
Hint. Topical.
Oh, fuck. I don't know what's going on. Oh, shithole.
Yes!
Shithole. It's your shithole.
There you go.
Topical.
Gave you three hints.
Yeah, topical. Butthole and topical.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say butthole. That'd be too easy.
Yeah, because it's also got the answer and the clue. Well, this is Trixie's bear.
There's Trixie's bear.
Yeah.
All right, Florida man.
Yeah.
I can't believe we decided recently to make Florida man a weekly segment, because it seems like Florida men do just fucked up shit all the time.
Oh, what a damn time.
And I didn't know if I could actually make it a weekly segment. Like, would there be that much
there is.
Florida man? There really is.
Yeah.
So this is, these are the.
Do you want to do a fun round of the game?
What's, how do we do that again?
We just say one word at a time and come up with a headline for Florida man.
All right.
So, Florida man.
Man.
You just say a word and his. What'd you say? Cheese? Did you say cheese or shit?
Cheese.
Cheese. Okay, Florida man eats his cheese.
And?
Vomits.
On.
Swallowed.
Swallowed. Florida man eats his shit and vomits on swallowed.
Swallowed. Pass.
You're
can
passing?
You pass? Yeah.
Can't pass. Okay, so... You want me? You're passing it to me?
Yeah, I'm passing it to you.
All right. Unswallowed food.
Okay, good. All right.
Florida man.
Florida man. Florida man. Ran into runway because he said he can't read.
What?
Runs onto a runway because he said
like
he couldn't.
Like an airplane runway?
Yeah, airplane runway.
Or a fashion model runway.
Nope, airplane runway.
How do you even get in? Isn't there a lot of security?
I don't know. He's a Florida man.
He must have been in Florida with Florida security.
They have powers. 20-year-old Florida man wins $450 million jackpot lottery. Okay. Now, and he's 20 years old. He chose the lump sum payout.
Never a good move.
Never a good move. So he gets, so automatically he loses $200 million.
Mm.
And the government takes half of that.
Mm.
So in one day, a Florida man who won $450 million lost $300 of it.
Yeah, that's stupid. So he only won $100 million.
All right. Well, that's pretty good still.
But still, he probably already blew it.
Florida man frightened by deadly monkey herpes.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yes.
Apparently.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Florida man gets 41 stitches after a black bear attack. Florida man... shoots and kills twin brother. Oh, and finally, Florida man rips urinal off bathroom wall, runs naked out of restaurant into the woods.
Hero. I didn't know there were woods in Florida.
Yeah, there are woods. Florida man.
Or bears.
We have just 15 minutes left to this show.
That's crazy.
Tell us some of the stuff that you have coming up.
All right. So as usual, every other Sunday, I have Satanic Bingo. I highly recommend it. On the 21st of this month, it will be from 7 p.m. to 10. Doors open at 7, and that's at the Bazaar, Bushwick Bazaar. It's 12 Jefferson Street. We have Stella Stardust doing tarot, Scooter Pie, and Deity Delgado will be doing burlesque, and of course, Cyclone Jack Sullivan will be doing fun sideshow. You can also check me out every Saturday before this show at 3 p.m. and just stay all day on Dunsun. And, coming up also on the 21st, it's going to be every single Sunday. The original NYC talent show has returned, and it's returning to the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City, where everybody gets 6 minutes to do whatever they want, the weirder the better, on the stage. And I'm excited to announce that the Iron Mule Short Comedy Film Festival at the Alamo Draft House is on February 7th. And if you want to submit, you can go to ironmulefest.com and find out how to submit. And if you show up, you can enter to be the Wannabe a Star contest, and then you can be the star of one in the following month.
You see how much better it goes when you write it down on a piece of paper?
I know.
You just got to write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I know. Now I know.
Now you know. You write it down on a piece of paper.
Write it. You got to forget it. You might as well write it.
Because I forget.
I forget all the time.
Yesterday, I had my breakfast,
I had my eggs. I had my pancakes. I had my bacon.
That's a lot of breakfast.
But I didn't have any toast because I didn't write it down on a piece of paper. So I didn't have any toast.
Honestly, with the cob loader you described, you don't need toast.
And you can't just like make toast real quickly if you didn't write it down on a piece of paper.
No, I mean, it does take a long time to make toast.
Jesse, where do we find you?
What do you mean?
Like, well, online, if we wanted to get in contact with
if
you.
If someone wanted you to be their hair designer.
On Facebook or Instagram.
And what would be the URL for that?
Or your handle or
hat. Instagram would be Cloak and Dagger Hair.
Cloak and Dagger Hair.
And Facebook?
Jesse Montalto.
He'll be the guy that is dressed as Edward Sutherland.
J-E-S-S-E-M-O-N-T-A-L-T-O.
Yes.
I did go on your Facebook page and I did Google you. I couldn't find out much about you at all, Jesse. But I did see, and I don't know if it was serious or if it was some kind of dark humor, but that you went through something very serious and very public. I don't know if you want to talk about that or not. I struggle with depression all the time. Something like, this is going to end, time is up. Do you want to discuss that at all?
Okay, yeah, that was something that I was dealing with. I got a little drunk at home, and I was wondering if I should continue living.
Okay.
And I just posted on my Facebook, which wasn't the best thing to do.
But I'm sure you got responses, positive ones.
Yeah, I did.
But why do you feel it wasn't the best to?
Well, because if I was not so drunk, I wouldn't have done that. It was kind of something.
But would you have done something worse?
Like, did it save you? Did it help?
Yeah, it did, actually.
So then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
Yeah, there are algorithms that Facebook knows when they can tell when people are like depressed or suicidal. And I've seen people post, and I made a friend because I reached out to him. I'm like, I can tell from what you're saying. He was talking about, like, can someone take care of my dog? And then he was questioning whether he wanted to go on. Mm-hmm. And I messaged him cold. I didn't even know him. And now we're, like, friends because I kind of helped him through, like, a troubling time. Like, you can see it. You know, if you've been there, you definitely know the signs.
This Monday coming up is what has been called Blue Monday. And it has been identified as the most depressing day of the year.
Why?
And people with depression in particular. Well, it's the
I
holidays
like
are over.
King. What's the problem? It's Martin Luther King Day.
You're right.
Yeah.
It does happen to fall on Martin Luther King Day, so maybe bizarre. It'll be less depressing than than years past.
Yeah.
But it has to do with, you know, being mid-January, and you know, the weather and the, you know, so much time after Christmas, you realize you spent too much money, you don't have money for anything, and the whole other stuff that might have uplifted you.
You saw your family. People are recovering from seeing their families.
So I like to talk about this stuff. And if you're feeling really, really like you're going to kill yourself, reach out in some way. Reach out to, if you want to be anonymous, go to a suicide hotline. Just reach out. Don't do it. Don't kill yourself.
I once accidentally called a suicide hotline that was a religious one. And I got on them. I'm like, what the fuck kind of bullshit are you trying to shove down my throat? And they're like, you called a religious.
You called us.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm the asshole. Like, I thought they were being the asshole. And then I realized that I was the asshole. So it was the wrong one to call. But yeah, you can also reach out to us. Please reach out to us or your friends, your social network, your family. Suicide Hotline, you can reach out to us on Facebook. Mine is KDunn1NY, Catherine Dunn, you can find me. You can also email us. I don't check it often, so please don't feel dismissed, but at artstarscene@gmail.com.
And you can write to me at faceboy.com. And you can also listen to all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio on faceboy.com.
It's now that the time easy to plug. Remember. I'm just kidding.
As you know, a woman reached out to me a number of months ago. We talked about it on the phone. She said she didn't know what to do, and I gave her advice, and she's getting better. And that's great, you know? Reach out.
Yeah, so someone cares.
Yeah, something as simple as, I mean, It could be something as simple as like what I posted was very vague. It was like the end is coming, whatever, or I'm running out of time. What I meant was I'm running out of time regarding debt. So I was like, I'm running out of time in debt. Somebody misunderstood that as I'm running out of time, like I'm going to kill myself, which wasn't far off from what I was thinking, but I've written that anyway. So a lot of people did reach out, and I'm glad that they did, because I was kind of close to thinking that, even though I didn't, that's not necessarily what I meant to write. So it does help, you know, to reach out in some point, in some way, you know, somebody, it does feel like a lot of people are actually out there and they do care. So, you know, that was a good experience.
Yeah, that's what you find when you need them, when you need people the most. You don't know how you need them, but they come and surprise you, you know, by like helping in unexpected ways.
Well, let's get back to other stuff.
Butt stuff.
I think we got there. I think we got the best out there. I hope we did. Rapper with a song called Sell Drugs is now in prison for 3 years for selling drugs.
That's a damn shame. He's not famous then, I'm guessing.
No. He's famous for this.
Yeah.
Or he might become famous for this. You know, I was just scouring weird news, you know, unusual stories, stuff like that. And so, I mean, look, if you're going to sell drugs and you're going to be a rapper, maybe don't write a song called Sell Drugs. It might be a little bit of a red flag to the police.
Yeah, like maybe I used to sell drugs. Call it I used to sell drugs.
I used to sell drugs. Sell drugs. There, we got rid of that. I was thinking about Facebook statuses and how often my girlfriend and I break up and get back together again. I really think there should be a status. In a relationship, dot, today. Dot, dot, again. Or what?
Today.
Today.
Yeah. they have that. It's called It's Complicated.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in a relationship, in an open relationship, blocked from each other.
And now you're back.
And now we're back together, but not on Facebook. We don't. Yeah. We haven't gone there yet.
Yeah, that's too serious.
Yeah, she has to finish the divorce first.
Well,
she brought it up. I didn't.
Yeah. That was one of her taboos, but she brought it up last week.
Yes, she did. Solana is the newest creepy sex robot.
I don't think it's to called come out. Creepy. I think you're adding creepy.
I added creepy, yeah.
I'm familiar with the headline, and I'm pretty sure I don't remember creepy being in it.
They're creepy. Don't you think they're creepy?
No.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Well, a Robocock is coming out soon.
What is that?
That's a male sex robot with a bionic penis.
Okay.
That can go forever. I call it Robocock.
I call it my future.
I call it your future too.
So you're talking about the man robot?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, I've posted about that. I think
you're twirling your hair.
That's so weird. No,
which you usually do only when I talk about Stormy
not
Leather.
True.
And then there was a survey attached to the Robocock thing. If you could have sex with a robot, would you? And I clicked.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd have sex with the floor.
And you know what? Oh, it said there were three things: yes, no, and if nobody knew.
Okay.
And it was really 50-50.
Between yes and if nobody knew?
And, well, all right. I'd say 40-20, no, 30. It was pretty even. You know, the if no one knew was the least.
Interesting.
But yes and no were neck and neck, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know people were so divided about having sex with robots.
I think I would. I don't know if I would make it a regular thing, but I would try it at least once.
And I would definitely.
There's apparently a sex doll at the Museum of Sex that you can like touch.
Really?
I think that's true, yeah.
How much touch?
I don't know, but hopefully all of it. Because I want to know what their boobs feel like. I've felt like breast implants. So I wonder if they feel like that.
You felt breast implants on this show?
Yeah.
Mandy.
Beautiful ones.
Very beautiful ones.
So beautiful.
You'd never know if they're implants.
I know. Would you have sex with a robot?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Female or male? I don't know what you're... Oh, well, you mentioned women. Mostly. Are you bisexual or are you straight?
Straight.
Would you make an exception for a robot?
No. Because...
It can't do what you want.
Because it's... If it's aesthetically as, you know, as real as I want it to be, then it's going to be the same thing as in real life. So,
as a dude. Now I'm curious about the mouth of the male robot. I guess you have like a mod for like tongue versus deep throat, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like you should be able to, I don't think any of the robots do tongue stuff. I think it's just like an open mouth that has a suction to it.
I think that's it.
But like if I got a male robot, I wouldn't want it to suck my dick. I would want it to lick my clit.
Oops. Sorry. Okay. Now here's some good news.
Yeah.
If it pans out the way it should, India's highest court is set to revisit their ban on homosexuality.
Oh,
finally.
Good. This fucking shouldn't even finally. Be a fucking question.
I know.
Good.
I didn't even know that it was still. I thought India was more progressive than that. I had no idea that still today in 2017, because there was a time, I believe it was 2005, 2006, where they did reverse it, and then they unreversed it.
Really?
The fuck?
Why? What? How does that happen?
I don't know. How does Trump happen?
I don't.
You know, like we're seeing shit like that happen in this country because of this fucking guy, skin guy.
Why is this a thing? Why?
I don't know. Ugh. So let's hope that that pans out the way it should.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I Googled myself and I don't see anything about what you said before.
No, that was your Facebook.
Your Facebook page.
Oh, it's just on my Facebook
page? Yes. Yeah.
So I still have all that stuff on there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's my fault.
Now you know. So when SNL calls you,
so it doesn't come up on Google. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Did anything come up on Google?
No, just me doing hair. That's
okay.
All.
I did read one, like, it just blew, so one woman just, like, you blew her mind with her hair.
Is it one of the women you slept with?
Could be. I couldn't find much on Google, but I did find that.
So it was like a Yelp?
I think it was a Yelp review. Nice.
I think that was my cousin.
Oh, that's funny. Don't tell the people that. Let them know how good you are. No, he blew my mind with it. It's not your cousin.
That's my mom. It's totally my mom. Living with lovers or roommates. That might have to be next week because we only have a minute left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, living with lovers or?
Roommates. Yeah, just living with people.
No, I don't like it.
Ever?
I mean, I might like it if, like, we really got along. But
See, I haven't lived with a lover or a roommate since 2004, I think.
Well, you have a roommate. It's your family member.
I take care of my mom. She's the best.
That's a roommate.
Okay.
Your cat's a roommate. I got two roommates. They're furry and adorable girls. How about you? Do you have roommates?
I hate my roommate.
Why?
He bitches about everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio. And again, up next, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.